Chapter 1 Amy looked at the caller ID and frowned. She did not know this number. Debt collectors? It shouldn't be. She'd been very careful with the payments. On the other hand, who knows? Perhaps something new had surfaced. Oh, how she hated such surprise calls. However, Amy had learned to face problems square on. Trying to hide from them made no sense. Hello?
Hey, Amy.
No, not debt collectors. Worse.
It's me, Jack. Don't hang up. I've got something real important to tell you.
Somehow, she managed to resist the urge to slam the phone down. Perhaps it was due to the shock of the fact that he had the nerve to call, and that he'd found her number. What do you want?
Listen, baby.
Don't you dare call me that. Keep your babies to yourself.
All right, I'm sorry.
He was always quick to backpedal, and even apologize if it was in his interests.
Listen, Amy, I know I got you into a lot of trouble, and I want to repay everything to you, with interest.
Now, this was something new. She didn't believe it, of course. Do you really?
Yes, I mean it. Can we meet and talk? I'm here in town, how about I ask you out for dinner?
And pay for it with my credit card? He was not easy to insult, either. When he had his reasons to keep the peace.
Of course not. Listen, I know I've been a jerk, and you've got all the reasons to hate me. That's why I'm calling. I really do want to make it all up to you.
Nothing else? Can you just hear me out? Would she be a complete fool to agree?
Probably.
But Amy was a little intrigued. All right, I'll give you 5 minutes. Where do you want to meet?
How about the oyster?
Wow, it looked like he really needed to get on her good side. Well, whatever he had in mind, she would at least get a dinner at a nice restaurant. Plus the rarest pleasure to watch him pay for it. That alone was worth the time. Naturally, Amy was not going to take her wallet. Jack's old trick with forgetting his wouldn't work this time. A half an hour later, Amy pulled into the Oyster. It had been a while since she dined at a place like this. She looked over the parking lot, searching for Jack's car, but his memorable black Lexus was not there. Either he'd bought himself something else, or he had not yet arrived. Most likely the latter. Amy didn't believe it for a second that he finally made his fortune, and really intended to return her money. He wanted something from her. That was clear as day. She entered the restaurant. To her surprise, Jack was waiting inside. He hadn't changed a bit during these 2 years. Handsome, slick, dressed in his trendy bad boy slash rock musician style with the most charming smile. Why did women always fall for that type? However, she could address this question to herself, too.
Hi, Amy. You're just as pretty, even prettier than before.
And you're just as sleazy, she wanted to reply, but she was never good at snappy retorts. That last phone conversation was the harshest she'd ever been with him.
Stop it, she said. Let's get down to business.
As you wish. He took her to the table and ordered appetizers. Just so you know, I haven't brought my wallet. Jack flashed a radiant smile.
Good, excellent. I told you, it's my treat. Order anything you want.
Have you robbed a bank? He gave her a reproaching look.
Amy, you know I'm not like that.
Yes, she knew. Jack preferred safer schemes, the kind you wouldn't usually go to jail for. She couldn't wait to hear how he was going to make it all up to her. Well, he grew serious.
Like I said, I want to pay it all back to you, Amy. All I've taken from you, and even more, much more, to compensate, well, for everything, and to help you make your dreams come true. You deserve that. I want to offer you $250,000.
Without a flinch, she held out her palm. Jack let out a chuckle.
Well, not right now. I don't have it yet, but as soon as I do, it will be yours, I promise.
Amy narrowed her eyes. Of course, she should have known. I see. Another one of your shady dealings, and you want me to help. You know what? Get lost. She rose to leave, but he caught her hand.
Amy, wait. Nothing shady. You promised to hear me out. You said 5 minutes. Would you at least give me that, please?